The content of our faith is very important. It's essential that we get the gospel right and avoid beliefs which are erroneous or even heretical. Providence Church's statement of faith says, "We affirm the historical creeds of the church, including the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Chalcedonian Creed, and the Athanasian Creed." Each of these creeds was formulated in church councils in response to crises in the faith. Leaders of the church came together to deal with heresies which had become widespread. For the next few weeks, we'll talk about the creeds of the church and the crises to which they responded. So I'll be talking this morning about the Apostles' Creed. In the second century, the church struggled with various heresies. One of the foremost was the heresy of Gnosticism, G-N-O-S-T-I-C-I-S-M, from the Greek word gnosis, for knowledge. That's in English in a number of our words. Diagnosis, knowledge is in there, prognosis, and agnostic, which means away from faith, away from knowledge. Gnosticism, R.C. Sproul says, mixed Christianity with Greek philosophy and with Oriental dualism. Gnostics, generally speaking, disdained materiality, and they viewed the physical as inherently evil. In line with ancient Greek philosophy, they believed that if anything spiritual came into contact with the physical, it would be tainted. The spiritual would become contaminated because flesh was by nature corrupt. Consequently, they contended God would never take on himself a human form or a human nature and body, and that Jesus was really a spiritual person or phantom, not a true physical person, who only appeared to have a human body. They therefore denied the incarnation. The Apostle John dealt with that in 1 John when he talked there. He said in 1 John 4, chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist." So this was a heresy which said, Jesus didn't really come in the flesh. That was only the appearance. The eternal holy would never come in physical form. In addition, secondly, Gnostics do not believe that knowledge comes from reason or from empirical study, but from mystical intuition. The highest knowledge, therefore, is only available to the initiated elect. The Apostles' Creed and also the canonization of the efforts of the church grew out of the early struggles with Gnostic and other heretical schools. It's called the Apostles' Creed because it is to be a summary of the apostles' teaching. It's the oldest creed of the church and was adopted so that everyone would know what the church affirms is true. This creed continues to be of great importance to the purity of our faith today. There was an interview not long ago of Ray Pritchard in the AFA Journal. For 16 years, he'd been the pastor of an interdenominational urban church in Chicago, which was racially and ethnically mixed. And he found the Apostles' Creed to be of great value in bringing them into the common knowledge of the faith. In addition, Gnosticism is still alive and well in our culture. The New Age religion relies heavily on mystical intuition and knowledge. Gnosticism is also present in some of our seminaries, which teach that the deepest truths of Scripture may be intuitively revealed and that rational logical thinking is an inferior way of looking at Scripture, that incompatible truths can both be affirmed to be true. That's a Gnostic idea. So let me ask you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll turn to the first page of your creeds there, which is the page past the index, I'm going to ask you to recite with me the Apostles' Creed in response to the question, Christians, what do you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please join in singing, Arise, My Soul, Arise, Shake Off Your Guilty Fears. The bleeding sacrifice of Christ answers for your sins.